Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, in Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. The draft is a mere few days away. Your questions continue to come in, so let's get to work. The first one comes from David in Byron, Minnesota. Do you feel the Vikings will pick at 11 or trade back to accumulate extra picks? Well, with Rick Spielman, a trade is always a possibility. It would not surprise me to see the Vikings move back. But remember, you can only move back if two things happen first. One, you have to have a willing trade partner behind you who wants to move up to your spot so you can move back. And two, you need to have enough players on the board to be able to select a player you like wherever you move back to. So if those two things can happen, the Vikings may move back. The next question comes from Kevin in Jacksonville, North Carolina. Do you think the Adrian Peterson situation will be a factor in this week's draft? If so, how much? Well, it's hard to say no. Everyone's talking about the Adrian Peterson situation. Some people think he's going to stay here and that decreases the Vikings' need at running back. Some people think he's going to be traded and that increases the Vikings' need at running back. What actually happens, only time will tell. But it's hard to deny that the Adrian Peterson situation won't influence the draft. The next question comes from Joseph. What are the chances the Vikings stick with their current safety group through the draft? Last year, we kept five safeties, and we currently have six. It wouldn't surprise me if the Vikings are comfortable with their current group of safeties. Robert Blanton is coming off perhaps his best year as a pro, and they signed Taylor Mays in free agency. But Rick Spielman likes to take the best player available when he's on the clock, so whether it's the first round or the seventh round, if a safety is atop his board, he's going to take him. Luke in Onalaska, Wisconsin has the next question. What are the chances the Vikings select a player like Danny Shelton? The powerful defensive tackle from the University of Washington has been a popular name among Vikings fans. Lately, I get a lot of questions about him. No, defensive tackle is not a need position for the Vikings, but we all know Rick Spielman likes to take the best available player, and we all know Mike Zimmer likes a big, strong, deep defensive line. Danny Shelton would add talent and depth to the defensive tackle position. I wouldn't be shocked if the Vikings consider him at number 11. Jacob in Farmington with the next question. Are there certain positions where it's easier to find late round steals than others? I don't think so. Offense, defense, at the line of scrimmage, out in space. I don't think there's one specific profile where you find late round steals the best. The Vikings found Brandon Fusco late in the draft, but they've also had their fair share of success with offensive players and with skill position players as well. So I don't think there's one particular profile that fits late round steals. The key is staying true to your board. The last question comes from John. Here's my prediction for the NFC North. Bears will finish last, Lions will finish third, and the Packers and Vikings will battle for supremacy in week 17. Thoughts? My thoughts are that would be great, and that would probably be a game that's the flex game on Sunday night to close what is sure to be a very exciting 2015 NFL season. I'm all for a winner-take-all Vikings-Packers battle to close the season. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but please stay tuned to Vikings.com because we are your place for comprehensive coverage of the 2015 NFL Draft, which is this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And of course, we'll be back with another edition of the Pick 6 after the first round on Friday, and then another edition next week. So please continue to send in your questions right here to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next time.